Are we in a battle? And if so, what can we do about it?
Today, we're beginning a new series on the armor of God. And of course, we're taking your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Praise God. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have.
We are excited and ready to connect with you today. You can reach us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we also want to take your calls live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. That's the number to call.
For our international friends, your number to call is 859-777-PRAY. We'd love to hear from you today, and we'll dive into our topic in just a moment. But first, let's start with a word of prayer.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we know that it is such a privilege to be here with one another and this community around the world as we begin a new series, putting on the full armor of God. We ask for your blessing. We ask for your protection. We ask for discernment. And we ask for individuals to be able to see Christ high and lifted up, mm-hmm. to come into an understanding of this this battle that they're in. But may there not be a spirit of fear, God. May they walk away from our encounter today empowered, knowing who's on their side. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for that.
Yeah.
So how is your week? I've had a cold. So if I sniffle, I'm just going to say sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, friends.
Yeah.
Doing my best.
It's been a challenging week, but you know, season, I guess I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. We're heading into this new series.
That's exactly it.
Spiritual warfare is always taking place. Mm-hmm. But when we're intentional about highlighting it and intentional about highlighting where our help comes from, as we've done in our previous series, I believe that there's going to be opposition. And mm-hmm. I walked in a little discouraged today, but right now I'm feeling the presence and the power of God, and it's just up, it's lifting me up. So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm
besides your cold,
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Besides your cold, how are you?
Doing well. It's I think it's been a similar week for me. God is always bigger, so it's always encouraging to think about Him in the light of my everyday circumstances, and that tends to encourage me a lot, actually,
yeah.
because I mean, I just need Jesus.
That's right.
I just need Jesus. Amen. How about you guys?
That's right. Today we begin a series on the armor of God and are so excited to dive into this amazing portion of scripture with you. Mm-hmm. Over the next 5 weeks, we will parse each piece of the armor. But today we will discuss an overview of the spiritual warfare in which the Bible tells us we are participating.
It is the truth. And in case you miss one of the programs in our new series, or maybe you're just joining us for the first time, you can always find our episodes online at hopetv.org/letspray, the Hope Channel app, or on our Facebook page. Right now, we're broadcasting on Facebook Live. You can reach that at Let's Pray Live. Remember, the number to call is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Friends, our scripture for today, our first of many, is Ephesians 6, 11 through 13. And it says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, stand. And one of my favorite translations says, once you've done everything to stand, stand therefore. Amen.
Yeah, amen. You know, season, I hear God speaking, Jesus, through the writer here in the Bible. And I almost hear my voice almost speaking to my son, Declan. You know, there's a parental safeguarding way. It's, mm-hmm. hey, there's some danger before you. You're engaged in a battle. And I want you to be prepared. Put on the full armor. It's almost God is showing that insight that, hey, you can have one piece or two pieces, but if you don't put on the full armor, then there's something there that allows you to be vulnerable. And that text does so much, Season. I love your interpretation of it, and I can't wait to hear it in a second, but it also talks about the reality of this battle.
It does.
That we can't ignore the fact that we're engaged in a spiritual battle, and that'll be highlighted in other scriptures.
Truly, Mario, there really is no question about whether we are in battle or not. We have been drafted,
yeah.
Whether we want to be or not. We are a part of this. And I've said recently, and not to be graphic in any way, but we're part of this. We can either be bleeding out on the field, or we can put the armor on and start honing our skills.
That's
amen?
Right. Right.
And truly, the skill is simply turn to Jesus. Friends, family, Let's Pray community, the word admonishes us to be wise to the enemy's schemes, but we don't believe that that means for him to be our focus. Christ is our focus. Yeah. Christ fights our battle. So my job is to turn to him in prayer, turn to him in focus, and continually pursue him and let Jesus take care of the enemy. Because you know what? I don't even want to have a conversation with him. I don't want to talk to him.
That's right.
I, you know what? He's been doing this for thousands of years. I'll bet you he's smarter than me.
Yeah.
He knows my weak spots as well as the Lord knows my strengths, you know?
Right.
And so I'm not even going to play with him.
Yeah. And I love that you make the emphasis there, the focus on Jesus. And I just want to say to somebody now, maybe you realize you're in the midst of spiritual warfare. We want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about putting on the armor of God. We're talking about spiritual warfare. But one of the ways we combat that is through prayer to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here to surround you, to provide intercessory prayer for you. And so we just want to make ourselves known that we're available to you right now. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number to call.
You know, Mario, before we jump into anything, I just want to reach out to Michelle. Michelle, I want you to know that we are and have been reading your messages that you've been sending us. I know that you said you've been trying to call. The lines are open now for you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Michelle, and I think like so many others in our community, has truly been dealing and struggling with warfare, with depression, with so many different things that she feels that she needs a prayer of deliverance today. And if that's you, friends, give us a call. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Michelle, we are going to be lifting you up here in just a moment.
That's right. Thank you for saying that, Season. We have Sigrid on the line. We have a caller coming. Sigrid, so good to hear from you. How can we pray a praise with you?
Please pray today for our neighbors, Paul and Marsha.
Okay.
They are struggling with a decision as to whether to move closer to their son and sell the home they're in, or whether they should stay here and not move closer to the grandkids and their son. So they have, Marsha has a little forgetfulness, let's call it,
mm-hmm.
and we just, she needs prayer, and so does Paul, for wisdom, both of them. And they love the Lord, and they want to learn more truth. So we just are excited to be able to get together with them.
Awesome.
And share.
Sigrid, that is what Jesus has called us to do, and it is awesome that you are taking the time to lift your neighbors up, and they have that prayer request, and now you can let them know that an entire global community is praying on their behalf, and it's just awesome. Is there any are there any personal requests that you may have?
I would love for you to pray also for my granddaughter.
Okay.
And her fiance.
Okay. Her first name?
Krista.
Krista. Okay. All right. And her fiance. Okay. Big decisions to being made, and I can only imagine the weight of it all, but we will certainly be in prayer for Kristen and her fiance. Krista, I'm sorry, and her fiance. God bless you, Sigrid.
All right. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call, prayer family. While it takes a moment or two to get your call ready to go live, we'd like you to go ahead and dial now. If you're wondering if I'm talking to you, I am. I really am. And even more importantly, so is Jesus. There is strength in numbers, they say, if for no other reason than to let your voice be heard, because how you feel matters to Jesus and it matters to us. And we want you to participate in this community. It's here for you. We have Wilbert on the line, and welcome back to the program, Wilbert. How can we pray for you today?
I want to pray for my brother. Last Friday he got kind of sick, but he's doing fine now, you know, doing good. I pray the Lord continue to bless his health.
Okay, what's your brother's name, Wilbert?
Ma'am?
What's your brother's name, dear?
Oh, his name is Bernard.
Bernard, all right. We'll just put him on there, even though he's on the mend. We're thankful for that. We'll praise God for him.
Okay, and just pray for all of us that can shut in. Just help us to continue to follow Jesus and guide and lead and direct our paths.
Amen. Amen, Wilbert. We really appreciate every time we hear your voice and the prayer request that the Father gives you on behalf of our community. We're going to be lifting you up as well, friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, Susan.
All right.
I guess we can go ahead and have prayer.
Yes, please go ahead. I'm just going to finish writing this real quick. Okay, go for it.
Let's pray, family. Father, we are thankful because you renew our strength. Mm-hmm. And I just feel your presence heavy in this place. And we know that it translates throughout the entire community. So, Lord, we just want to lift Sigrid up right now, God, as she is looking to lift up her neighbors, Paul and Marcia, who have some decisions to make about whether they're going to move closer to their children or not, or whether they're going to stay there. Big decisions to be made, God. And we just ask for discernment. You know also, as Sigrid spoke, that they're looking to get closer to you and have a deeper walk with you, God. And so we ask, God, that you would reveal yourself in all the ways that they need. Yes, God, you answer our prayer. You're not a genie, but we need to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And those two need to hear from you in very specific ways. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give them that discernment. And then Sigrid had a prayer request for her child, Krista, and her fiance, who are looking to get married and all of the prep work that comes with that. It is a grand time, but there may be some nuances, and there may be some things in the mix that make it a little difficult at this time. And so we ask that you would minister to them, that you would give them vision, not just for the wedding, but for the marriage, God. Mm-hmm. That they would have a long, healthy marriage, that it would be a happy home, a place where you dwell, and may their love be a testament of the love that you have for all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up Michelle, who wrote into us on Facebook, Father. One of the things that she said, Lord, was, I'm losing all hope. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would intervene on her behalf today, Lord, that not only would she continue to grow in you and have a deeper hunger for your word, Father, but that she would be able to stand in the knowledge, Father, that she has accepted you, that she is pursuing you, Father, and that she has been baptized, Lord, and that she's a member of the body of Christ. Father, I pray that you would give her peace, Lord, that you would show her the areas that she needs to grow, but, Lord, that the shame and the heaviness, Father, would fall away in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is going on, I pray that it would drive her to you, Father, into a deeper and deeper relationship with you, Father, so that the light of your love might lighten her load, Father, that your word would be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that you would participate in warfare on her behalf, Father. She believes that she is undergoing warfare. Father, she is also ill with multiple sclerosis. And Jesus, I just ask for you to be there with her, Lord, to encourage her heart, to give her community, Father, and to truly deliver her, Lord, into a place of peace and perseverance, Lord, because those two things in you can abide. Lord, we thank you for these things. We also lift up Wilbert, and we praise you for his brother Bernard, that he's on the mend. Lord, thank you for being faithful before we even ask. And Lord, for the sick and the shut-in that are always on Wilbert's heart, Father. I pray that you would encourage him and bless him as well, Father, and we thank you for this community. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take yet another call. We have Janice calling in from Antigua. Janice, so good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good. How can we pray or praise for you, with you?
Oh, I just ask that we all pray for one another. At this time, there is a plague enveloping nations worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have read in the Bible that at time of our life here on earth that things like these would come to our part.
Yes.
The healer, cleanser, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who died for us.
Yes.
So I just ask, we as prayer part, because we pray for one another, and that wherever two or three are gathered together, in the Lord will answer our supplication, heal our nation. So I just ask that, you know, most of the times we render or ask the prayers just for ourselves, and we forget our social well-beings and our surroundings.
Yes, that's right.
And this time we look at the nation on a whether we are here or there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just if mother pray for our land, that our land will be healed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that reminder, Janice, that we are called to pray for each other. We're called to pray for our nations and for the world. And so we will certainly do that. And there's so much going on, as you mentioned, with illness and virus and so forth. And so we will certainly make that a priority tonight, Janice. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
All right.
We're going to go to Josephine in Washington. Josephine, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi. I'm currently trying to get into medical school, and then God opened a way for me to get into a master's program to do public health. And so this week my friend called me and told me, hey, Josephine, we should go to medical school in the Caribbean. And so I've been stuck in between. I start master's program this summer, and I've been praying for three days now and fasting, and I'm trying to let God show me the right way.
Amen.
But I haven't got an answer yet, so I feel that.
Well, we are here. We are a prayer community. We're going to join you. I hear that you've been praying and fasting for multiple days. Josephine, we're adding you to our prayer list. And we are going to be lifting you up here in just a moment. It's a big decision she's looking at.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, dear.
All right. We have Rudy on the line. Rudy, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Mario, how are you guys at first?
We're good, man. We're good, and it's good to hear your voice.
So I've got numerous prayer requests. Season, last time we talked, we prayed for Katrina. Do you remember that call?
You said we prayed for who?
Katrina.
Katrina, yes. Is she your fiancé?
No, we are no longer together.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How are you feeling?
My heart hurts, and I'm going to keep fighting for her.
Okay. All right.
I have a prayer. I got a prayer request also for my cousin that needs Jesus.
Okay.
And then the ministry is going good.
Praise Jesus.
And my message this Sunday is actually on the armor of God.
It's on the armor of God.
That's what my message is on Sunday.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Jesus, I like to talk about him, hashtag sneaky Jesus.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So what are your cousins' names? Just for just the first
name
names.
James.
James? Okay.
Yeah.
You said your cousin that needs Jesus. We'll pray for the word that the Lord has given you as well. And I know that Mario has been jotting things down, and we'll also be talking to Jesus on behalf of you and Katrina as well. You said, my ministry's going well. And so I can't help but wonder if maybe sometimes when we are encroaching upon the area that the enemy believes is his, if he doesn't start trying to throw some darts at us and things go a little haywire. So we just pray that the Lord would hide you in him, and that you would continue to lean into the Bible. Say again?
What I mean by the ministry's going good, we're up to 6,000 people and up to 3 services.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Well, we just pray that you would continue to seek Jesus and seek his word. All right, guys.
All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and pray.
Amen.
All right. Would you begin?
Oh, yes. Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to speak to our sister Josephine. Lord, seems like you've been hearing a lot from her lately. She said that she's been fasting and praying, Father, and we want to join her in prayer pertaining to medical school, to the Caribbean, and the master's program in public health. Heavenly Father, we're asking for wisdom and discernment on her behalf. Lord, that she would step out and that it would be in the direction that you have purposed for her in her life, Jesus. And I pray for an extra dose of peace because, Jesus, I am keenly aware that even if I go left when you said go right, Lord, if I believe that I'm following you in the other direction, Lord, you'll redirect my path. You'll close a door. You'll guard me and protect me in that place, Lord, because it's not a movement of disobedience, Father. And so we just pray for peace over Josephine, that you've given her a good mind, Father, and that she's seeking your face and that she can step out and move forward. Forward, Father, Lord, in whatever way she feels that you're guiding her, and that you will cover her in that place, Father. Lord, we do ask that you would open and close doors according to your will, and that you would give her the funds and the fortitude to make it through this process in the name of Jesus. Lord, also want to lift up just a little bit of Rudy's request, although I know Mario has some of it as well. Lord, please be with the word that he'll be delivering this weekend, Father, and we just ask that you would continue to bring him and everyone that he ministers to into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue to guide him, love him, Father, and that he would see how much you love him, and Lord, that he would know that you are with him, covering him and leading him in the name of Jesus.
Amen, Lord. We just continue this prayer. We want to lift up Janice's prayer request in Antigua. She just has a concern, Lord. There is obviously a worldwide just alert on the coronavirus and just other things going on around the world, things happening in the dark we know nothing of, Lord, but our focus is on the one who can do something about it. The one who rises up kings and tears them down, the one in who has all power in his hands. And so from the minutia of our family to the macro effect of governments and kings and principalities, we ask God that you would continue to step in. And if there is any ground that needs to be taken back from the enemy, Lord, we release it in the name of Jesus and ask that you would move on those families, on those communities, and throughout our world, God, and protect and keep us and turn our hearts to you, Lord. May we see you high and lifted up. And then, Lord, continuing with Rudy, we just ask that you be with him as he navigates the cessation of his fiance in that relationship. He says, I'm going to continue to strive after that. We pray, Lord, for discernment, wisdom. We pray that you would give him direction, God, and then also be with his cousins in a special way, Lord. Whatever their issues are, God, we pray that you would minister to them. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Let's pray, family. We have a special two-part phone interview with a dear family, Pastor Brad and his wife, Christy Ray. They've been on quite a journey as parents And already with the newest addition of their family, a little girl named Imogen, things have changed dramatically.
That's right. Baby Imogen was diagnosed with aggressive brain cancer at 4 weeks old. We've prayed for them here on Let's Pray, but now we've got an opportunity to share their story in their words. Let's listen.
We have joining with us all the way from Australia, Pastor Brad and Christy Ray. And we are so blessed to have you all. We know that you're going through so much. So thank you so much for taking this time to speak with us and so that we can hear from you. So good to have you.
Yeah. G'day, Mario. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mario.
Hello. Hello. So good to hear you all's voice. So just want to kind of jump right into it. Baby Imogen is about 11 weeks old now. Is that correct?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
11 weeks old, you know, tragically diagnosed with brain cancer. I just kind of wanted to hear from you all. What are some of the greatest challenges that you're facing right now since having communicated with us? We just kind of want to hear your heart on the matter.
Yeah, I guess on top of having a beautiful newborn baby, there's a whole lot of extra stuff that we kind of have to keep on top of now, having a baby that is sick and on chemo. So sort of our life revolves around her chemo cycles, and that's about every 3 weeks we have to go into hospital with her, and we stay there I go in and stay with her for a few days, and that's when she gets the chemo. Then we come home in between the cycles, but, you know, if at any point she gets even remotely sick, we have to rush her back into hospital because she, during that period of time, she doesn't have, her immune system goes right down, and she can't fight against any infections. So we're kind of also always sort of keeping an eye out for any signs of sickness or infection. You know, she gets nauseous and she vomits just like an adult would if they're on chemo. So it's quite, there's quite a lot involved in caring for her, and then there's the medicines on top of that. So it's a busy time, you know, as well as we're trying to just enjoy the beautiful baby that we've got. So
yeah,
it is challenging.
Just so sorry to hear that. And you've mentioned just the chemo. How many rounds has she had, and, you know, any cycles? Can you make us aware of that?
I believe we're coming up towards the fourth cycle of chemo. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We just can't imagine. We know that you have other children as well, and all of the factors that play into that. Christy, you told us kind of offline that you have taken over most of the responsibilities as it pertains to just watching over Imogen at home. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing all the usual sort of caring for a newborn, as well as the, you know, each night I have to prepare the medicines for the next day, and she takes all of those in little syringes, and I have to sort of measure everything out. So it's quite an important process, as well as, you know, just we're taking her up to the hospital usually twice a week, sometimes three times a week, and she gets checked and her blood gets taken, and they make sure that she's okay, and, you know, they weigh her because it's very hard for her to gain weight while she's on the chemo. So it's very, very busy.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep my head around everything, as well as, like you said, having the other kids and meeting all of their needs as well. So
yeah,
it's a challenge.
Wow. You know, Christy, we're going to be keeping you in prayer as you are taking the brunt of that. Pastor Brad, I know that you've been very vocal on Facebook, on social media about, you know, what's going on with your precious baby Imogen. How have you been processing that in all of this?
Well, both Christy and I believe that we have Imogen here simply by God's good grace. We believe that God has saved her a number of times. In her second week of life, she survived emergency life-saving brain surgery. At the end of that surgery, the doctors said that she's neurologically sound. Despite having some of the tumor and the blood clot taken away, it was in a very delicate and dangerous part of her brain. They took it out, and she survived the surgery. The surgeons said there was a high chance that she could die, and she survived. And it's we believe that it's nothing more than the intervening hand of our good God.
The intervening hand of God.
Yeah.
Praise God. We're going to hear more from the Ray family here in just a moment. But friends, on the other side of the break, more from Baby Imogen's story and more prayer. 877-7 Let's Pray. We'll see you in a minute.
Welcome back. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. We're waiting to hear from you. As you know, it takes a few seconds to get set up. So just tell them you'd like to go live. We'd love to hear your voice and lift your request to the Lord. And if you have a private prayer request or praise, you can visit the online prayer room. It's easy to find. Go to hopetv.org/letspray. Click on the tab that says prayer room, and there you can find, you can pray for the request from our community. And of course, don't forget to leave a request for yourself as well if you need.
Yeah, that's right. Always there. We want to hear from you too.
Yeah.
Friends, we find this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ.
Yeah, there's so much there in that scripture season, and I'm so glad that you're going to help me break it down a little bit. But my first thoughts there, I just from a practical sense, I don't think that we stop in the midst of contention, whether it be at work or at home, to realize that, yes, individuals or humans are responsible for their actions, but we don't know sometimes who's driving some of that, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when we feel like we're arguing against flesh and blood, it's really the enemy who has found his way to weave in there and push a button for you, you know, and it's just something that I believe it's important we are make ourselves aware that this is really a spiritual battle. At every turn. Yeah.
It really is. And holding our thoughts captive unto the obedience of Christ is really a big thing for me, coming out of a life where I was not following the Lord and there was a lot of addiction. But then becoming sober, but most of the work started to really happen after sobriety, where now I was no longer covered by the drugs and the alcohol. There was this rawness. And so holding every thought captive. So these things, these repetitive thoughts, these voices at certain times, these all of these things. And even 10 years later, my mind, I have to check something and go, Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to hold that thought captive unto your obedience. I'm going to send that to you, Father. Whatever way is kind of a simple practical application for you to just kind of stop and say, Father, I'm taking that. I'm stopping it at the doorway of my mind and I'm handing it to you, Jesus. You know, Lord, give me something else to think about.
Yeah.
Amen.
That is very practical information and godly, I believe, counsel season. And also just this part here that I'm thinking of is also, you know, when we see that we're fighting and we realize we're fighting a spiritual battle, it's important to use spiritual tools, as it as talks about, to wage that war, or else you're fighting against the wind. And so I just want to testify that almost every time that I see myself in contention, or if there's strife between myself and someone else, or if there's something going on, when I decide I'm going to talk to God about it first and give him permission to handle it, almost, if not every time, he does something to both handle the situation and give me peace. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to speak to somebody there. You've been taught to fight, maybe physically growing up, but whatever the case was, and you're realizing now that you're fighting a spiritual battle, take that thing to Jesus. Take it to someone, engage in prayer with a loved one or whoever, individuals that you may know who are spiritually sound and grounded. Take that thing to God and watch him literally fight your battles for you. Mm-hmm. This is no joke.
No, it isn't. We were saying that before the program began. Jesus is no joke.
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare is real.
That's right.
And it has real physical world, what's what I'm looking for,
implications.
Uh-huh. and consequences at times. But Jesus is bigger. He's always bigger. He's always going to be bigger. And he always has been bigger than all of this. There is nothing, and I repeat, nothing that Jesus Christ cannot deliver us from. I am sitting here as a testament to that fact.
Yes.
If you've never seen somebody's mind be healed from hearing voices, you're looking at her right now.
That's right.
Only in Christ alone with the application of the word. I'm not saying don't use medicine, because medicine is amazing. I'm not saying don't use counseling. I use all of those things, but I believe that it is by Christ alone that I am sitting here upright. What does the word say about the demoniac?
Yeah, in my right mind.
Upright and in my right mind.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. 877-7, let's pray, is the number to call, friends. Give us a call.
And in talking about calling the number, we have Linda on the line. Linda, so good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. How can we pray a praise with you?
Yes, I've been dealing with a sinus or a cold for about going on close to 2 weeks, and I want prayer for it because...
Okay.
My immune system is already down, and I want, you know, to get healed from this.
All right. Linda, thank you so much for calling in, and by faith, you will be healed. Two to 3 weeks, that's a long time to be holding on to that cold, and so we're going to lift you up for sure. Thank you so much for calling, Linda.
Linda, thank you for calling in about a cold, because I'm sitting here dealing with it, and I'm with you, sister, dear sister in Christ. Can we pray for folks who have a cold and a sinus infection
right now?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I would like to mention a special prayer request. We as a Hope Channel and Let's Pray family would like to lift up our dear sister, Julianne. She is the wife of our dear Claude. We love you, Claude. We're so grateful for your service in this ministry. They lost Julianne's brother, Saez. And we just wanted to say we are deeply sorry for your loss, Julianne. We send our love and our condolences, and we're going to be lifting you and your family up here in just a moment. We're deeply sorry for your loss.
Amen.
All right, friend.
Well, I will begin. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for Linda calling in. She's recognizing that she's been contending with this cold for too long. And her little sister, I believe she said, was struggling with it as well. Mm. Lord, we just want to lift up this prayer request to you, God, that you would touch her body. And you know that there are things that need to be done. You know that she has tasks to complete in life, but we just ask that you would heal her. And if you're allowing this to drag on to give her rest, then let it be. But Lord, she's just ready to be well, and she's calling on the name of the Lord, the great physician.
Mm-hmm.
And so by faith, we proclaim that she will be well. And that she will be well soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we want to lift up Claude and Julianne and Saez's family, Father. Lord, we know that you weep with those who weep and that you mourn with those who mourn, Jesus. We just turn our hearts towards you on behalf of their family and ask that you would send your Holy Spirit, Father, to comfort and to surround them, Lord, that they might sense your presence, your love, and in the quiet place, Father, where there's maybe a longing or a missing of the life that is no longer visible to us, Father. Lord, we just pray for a special word, a special love, Jesus, to surround them. Father, just to help them know that you see. And although we believe that we will meet again, Lord, sometimes these moments are still difficult, even though we have this hope. And so I just ask for your ministry during this time and your intercession on their behalves in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, friends, we paused our discussion with the Ray family about their daughter, Imogen, who at 4 years old was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. We spoke about seeing the hand of God even in tragedy, and we'd like to continue now. Take a listen.
We're just praying every day. We believe that God has sustained her this far, and we're just praying that he continues to sustain her. We're grateful also for the the fantastic medical care that she's been receiving. The doctors and nurses, people at the hospital have just been absolutely fantastic. And also our church has been praying and supporting us. We just absolutely love our church, Walls End Adventist Church that we go to. There's just so many caring, loving people there. We've never felt so much love in a very practical way right when we need it at the absolute most. It's absolutely been wonderful, yeah.
Man, Pastor Brad and Christy, that's just an amazing testimony. I was just getting ready to ask you, how have you seen God move? But I think that you answered that pretty adequately. You are seeing miracles take place, and then you are having the rallied support of so many. That is just awesome. And there are so many individuals around the world who don't have many, or if any, of those types of resources. But it is a blessing to know that if we've got to walk through the valley, that we have God with us. It's just so good to see that you all are leaning on Him at such a time. And I just want to say, Pastor Brad, before I ask this last question, you know, as a father, I just can only imagine, and also as a mother, but as a man, just you want to be the protector, the provider for your family, and yet you feel, I would assume, very powerless at times when you cannot rescue your daughter, you know, from whatever it is, having to be poked, prodded, having to go to the hospital and so forth. And I know that that's just got to be painstaking as parents and as a father. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We found that in the presence of God, we find peace and comfort. And Christy and I are going through an emotional roller coaster at the moment with our family, with Imogen. But when we spend time with God, worshiping, singing songs of praise, praying, reading the Bible, that's where we find our comfort. And that's what's sustaining us through this time. And you mentioned, you know, Psalm 23 there. That's really a psalm that we're praying so much about, because right when Christy was in the neonatal intensive care unit, she was praying intensely about Imogen, that she would survive. We believe that God directed us to that particular verse, Psalm 23, verse 4, that even though we walk through the valley, you know, and God, it was as if He was saying to us, "You're walking. Don't get comfortable in the valley, because you're not staying there.
Come on. You're walking
through the valley, and you will come through this."
Yeah.
And by faith, we're claiming that blessing for Imogen and asking God to completely heal her. We're asking for full and complete healing. And if anyone can pray for her, please pray, because we have a God who's listening.
Amen. Lastly, I guess that last question is then, as we look to pray for you all and support you in that way, what are the current prayer requests that you have for baby Imogen as you're going through this part of the journey?
Yeah, sure. So basically, Imogen is about to receive her next MRI scan, and it's been about 6 weeks since she's had her last MRI. And so we're praying for a miracle, but we don't really get to see, other than the fact that she's alive and with us, and she's right here with us, feeding right now with Christy. We get a little peek every once in a while into her head to see what's going on with the MRI scan, and it's just amazing the technology they have. So we're asking, please pray for good results from the MRI, that the tumor in her head would have shrunk or disappeared completely, that the cancer would be gone, that the blood clot would be gone, and God would give her good health, long life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mario, and thank you so much to the Let's Pray community. We love you guys and appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Praise Jesus to hear the faith of that father.
Yeah.
It's just encouraging to my heart. Makes me want a little teeny squishy baby all over again. You know, friends and family, Let's Pray. We just want to let you know that reference he made to the MRI that should be happening is actually, we believe it was supposed to be happening today, tomorrow in Australia. So we're 16 hours behind them at this point. So right now it's about noon in Australia where they are. So she may have just had it or is soon to be having that MRI where they're hoping that the tumor has shrunk or disappeared by His mighty name. So would you please join us in prayer right now? I believe that Pastor Mario is going to lead us in prayer for them.
Yeah, let's pray. Father, it is a blessing to be able to intercede for this family as a global community right now when they need it the most, as they are in the hospital, I would imagine, either prepping for surgery or actually going for the MRI or getting ready to. And so, Lord, we just ask that your angels that excel in strength would permeate the atmosphere of that place, protect and guide. May they feel the presence of your Holy Spirit thick in that place. May peace be present and joy. And Lord, we just ask that the results be favorable in the name of Jesus. You've brought this baby this far, God, and there is faith in our bones that believes that you will bring her the rest of the way. We, of course, are submitted to your will, but we can't help watch and see your hand and trace it as you have 11 weeks ago been with this child the entire time. And so we pray that for the MRI now, Lord, and also Pastor Brad and family's request that she would be cancer-free, that tumors would dissipate, that she would have full health and full recovery in the name of Jesus. We are not ashamed to pray that. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we have Maddie online. Betty, I'm sorry. Betty online. How can we pray a praise with you, Betty? Sorry for that.
My mother is 89 years of age.
Come on.
And she is having trouble breathing and with arthritis.
Okay.
It's been over a month since she's been to church, and that's affecting her. Mm. And I'm having problems with depression and anxiety that leads up to seizures.
Wow. It
leads to seizures.
Are you your mother's caretaker, Betty?
Me and my sister.
What a heavy, it's a burden in a good way, because you're able to, you know, bear your mother's burden right now, but at the same time, I can only imagine extremely challenging, and probably in some ways the source of your stress and depression. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Betty, we are certainly, your mother's first name, please.
Odelia.
Odelia. Okay. Thank you for that. And then your sister's first name, please.
Dale.
Okay. And so we're going to lift sweet Odelia, and then yourself and your sister, Dale. Please let her know that she is being prayed for by individuals around the world, okay?
Okay.
And may the peace of God rule your hearts as you are stepping into this role as caretaker. We're going to pray that God will do some miraculous things to guard your heart and mind, and that you will see his hand present as you take care of your mother, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, Betty.
Mm. Thank you.
All right.
What a difficult thing to have the role reversal and to take care of a parent. We've seen quite a few families go through it, and it's just always very hard.
Yes.
So we'll be praying for you, dear. So I have a few requests from our amazing online community, friends and family of Let's Pray. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. I'd like to lift up Lucy. She says she's taking a teacher's exam on March 11th. Helena says there's an exam on March 20th. And Akeem, Sherwin, and Ariel to gain victory over drugs. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Nicola, pray for Guyana and the election. Yes, Lord, please be with them. Melissa is seeking a closer walk with God and a breakthrough with her son, Jamie. So Melissa's son, Jamie, she's praying for a breakthrough. You can write that in your prayer journals. I hope that you're tracking with us, friends and family. Melissa, Lyra is asking for salvation for her family. Frito is praying for his brother, Samuel, to turn to Jesus. We're praying for a lot of folks to turn their lives around. Del Reese says, please pray for me and my family. Call my name when you pray. Del Reese, we most certainly will. Absolutely. And Jesus knows your name. Amen. Verona, her daughter Janelle going through some financial stress. Sharon says pray for better health for our teens around the world who are turning to suicide in an alarming rate. That is unfortunately very, very true right now. Suicide and teenagers. Let's see. Bernadette says her daughter needs a good job where she'll have the Sabbath off, and also to pray for families who have been affected by coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Corona is a class of virus, and COVID-19 is the one that we're dealing with currently. Our dear sister Joy, we love you. Ruth, we see your request for Samantha. She's been praising God. We've been praying for Samantha for quite a while now with Ruth, and God is working in her life, she says, so we're praising God for that, but she'd like us to continue. Our friend Gideon, our friend Aixa, Maria, Taisha, Sharon, and Fatima. She says, tomorrow is my husband Carlos's birthday. Happy birthday, Carlos. We love you. We'll be lifting you up here in just a moment. I know that I didn't read each one of these. There's a praise for healing from pancreatic cancer. Lord, you guys, there's so much. We're going to be covering these here in just a moment. So stay with us and know that Jesus knows every single one of these by heart. Okay?
Amen. 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 Well, I guess we can go ahead and pray now.
Let's do
it. That's all right. I'll begin. Father, we just want to lift Betty up. She called in and we could hear the burden on her heart.
Yes,
she said she's struggling with depression and maybe even anxiety, God, as she is the caretaker along with her sister, Del. It is a blessing that they are able to be together, but they are taking on a task as her mother, their mother, Odelia. We love that name, is struggling with arthritis and shortness of breath. She has not been to church in a long time, and it seems that if she could, she would. But her sickness, her illness is trying to take over, Lord. And we just pray that you would manifest and show yourself strong. Once again, I picture Moses' arms being held up by his companions during battle. And that's what they're in, God, a psychological and spiritual and even physical battle as they are trying to be there for their mother. And so, Lord, hold their arms up in the name of Jesus and keep them as they are trying to fulfill the fifth commandment of honoring their mother. So let it be, God, and we thank you for what you'll do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer in agreement with Mario, and then also to add Fatima's husband, Carlos. Lord, we pray that you would bless him on his birthday. Heavenly Father, for Sharon, who's praying for Jay Hardy, who's praising God in the midst of a cancer journey. Lord, for Maria, she says, pray for my family. We're going through hardship right now. Father, thank you that you healed our dear sister, Aixa, from pancreatic cancer. Mm. Father, and she says, for all of you that are experiencing in the midst of your storm, be faithful as God is faithful. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Heavenly Father, it is so true, and we praise you that you are our defender, that you are our fortress, our shield,
yes,
the rock of our salvation, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are good. Lord, Gideon is asking for prayer for their police generals where he lives. There was a helicopter crash and they're being brought to the hospital right now, Lord. For all of these requests, for Ruth, for Joy, Bernadette, Sharon, Verona, Del Reese, Frido, Lyra, Melissa, Nicola, for Akeem Sherwin and Ariel to gain victory over drugs, Lord, for Helena's exam and Lucy's exam. Heavenly Father, you are so intimately aware of each of the details in these lives, Father. We thank you that you are interceding on our behalves, Father, that you are not just a God who sees, but you're a God who moves, Lord. Yes. And we thank you for your will and your purposes in each of these requests, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for your power, for your life, Father, and just for you, for who you are more than what you can do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, friends, we want you to have some encouragement to hold on to as we come to a close today. The promise of the day is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. So it's 2 Thessalonians 3:3, pretty easy. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Thank you, Jesus. And we can end the program right there.
Right, right, yeah. But the Lord is faithful. The text speaks for itself. He is faithful, and he will protect you and keep you from the evil one. Friends, the key word there is that he will, that he is faithful, that he will protect you and keep you. We are engaged in spiritual warfare. That is without a doubt. But our God, according to his word, is faithful, and he will protect you and keep you from the evil one. You have victory in Jesus Christ. We're not just saying that today. I had to speak victory over myself today in Jesus Christ. I had to speak victory over my family today in Jesus Christ. And maybe you need to speak victory over the prognosis of your cancer. Maybe you need to speak victory over the situation concerning your family. Maybe you need to speak victory over your finances. The Lord is faithful, and he will protect you from the evil one.
Amen. Amen. He is faithful. And I believe it's in Isaiah. I was just scrambling for a quick second to find out where it was. I didn't quite find it, but I believe it's in Isaiah. It says that he cannot help but be faithful because faithful is who he is.
Yeah.
It's like saying that God is unloving. He can't be. He is love. He's not just a loving God or a faithful God. He's the source of it, the very idea of faithfulness.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's going to protect us against the evil one. Of course, he's going to love us and keep us and bless us and draw us into closer relationship with him. Of course, he's the deliverer and the almighty king. It's who he is.
Yeah.
He can't be anything else. And so, friends, even when you can't see it, the word says we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
Believe what the word says to be true. Believe he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do.
Yeah.
And you can walk in it. This is the way, the Lord says.
Yeah.
Walk in it.
Yeah. There's a scripture. It says, I was young, but now I'm old.
Mm.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
Amen.
That applies to you as well, and for all those who believe.
Amen. God is so good.
He
and
is.
There's real battle. I mean, we're not trying to make light of or make it seem easy, but in the midst of it, in the midst of it, we truly can praise. Praise and stillness is a warfare stance. Amen.
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 Well,
friends, we love you. We're so glad that we've had this opportunity to go through the Word of God to pray over your heart's concerns. Please know we're going to continue to cover you. And remember that the battle is the Lord's.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. Amen. We're going to have a final prayer. Lord, we pray that you would protect and keep. We are aware of the battle, but we are also aware of where our help comes from. And so, Lord, we pray that you protect and keep our entire community until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope that you join us again next week for more prayer and praise.
Okay.
And remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live. And make sure you let others know that you're praying for them as well.
That's right, you guys. Remember, prayer partners, they are ready and standing by to pray with you all the way until midnight Eastern time. We'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.